The Bang on a Can Summer Festival culminates with Bang on a Can Plays Art, the second week of a jam-packed music extravaganza featuring 13 concerts in 8 days from July 25th to August 5th. Bang on a Can Plays Art draws inspiration from the visual art on displays in the galleries at Mass MoCA. Each concert showcases music that interacts with the art on various levels, stylistically, thematically, whimsically, performed by the Bang on a Can All-Stars, festival artists and fellows. And Bang on a Can co-founder and composer Michael Gordon joins us this morning to tell us more about all of the cool stuff that is happening and all the cool stuff that will be happening. This Saturday, the Bang on a Can All-Stars play Gordon's oratorio Van Gogh, which is what we... Are you going by Van Gogh or Van Gogh?
Let's say Van Gogh. We're, you know, we're Americans and, and we don't have to be snooty, right?
Right. We've been kind of struggling with this all summer with the big show at the Clark. So, yes, thank you.
How do they say it at the Clark?
They want us to say Van Gogh.
Okay.
But we all say Van Gogh. So that's and therein lies the rub. So first of all, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for all the great work and for being so wonderful. And you've been here. So we've done so much with Bang on a Can over the years, and it's wonderful to have you back here telling us what's going on. So how is the summer festival treating you?
The summer festival is fantastic. For newcomers, we've got 50 plus musicians, young and old, from all over the world. And we are putting on two concerts a day, every day in the Mass MoCA galleries. And, you know, sitting all day long, basically starting early in the day, playing music, doing all kinds of adventurous things. And been drawing good audiences, and things are great.
What do you try to keep for the summer, in the sense of when you're working on something as a group, what are you doing specifically in the summer festival or during the summer that perhaps you wouldn't do at another time of year?
Well, the real exciting thing that we're doing is we're bringing musicians together from all over the world. We have two young string players from Russia, and we have four Australians and someone from Sweden, and, you know, and it goes on and on. We've basically, you know, these are intense, high-level, young, classical virtuosos who are interested in playing contemporary music, or they're interested in exploring, and they're all together in the same festival, and they kind of ignite each other. So there's a lot of energy and a lot of spirit. We're playing tons and tons of music, and that's basically what we're there for. We're there for this kind of like this ignition that happens, this kind of, you know, bonfire, in a sense of right. of ideas and playing.
So let us talk about this, the differentiation made of Bang on a Can Plays Art. So that drawing inspiration from the visual arts.
You know, Mass MoCA's they have this wonderful changing exhibit every year. They fill those huge empty walls and empty rooms with new exhibitions, and so we've been crafting the last the last week or so of the festival to move around the museum, take advantage of the different exhibitions that, you know, that are on, and also focus on, you know, on special pieces of music. So this Saturday afternoon at 4:30, we're going to be doing a very fascinating work by the legendary minimalist composer Terry Riley called Tread on the Trails. Everybody knows his groundbreaking work in C, which, you know, has been played over the world many, many times. Tread on the Trails is the next piece he wrote after NC. And it's structured in similar ways, but it's also very different because it's jazzy. It has this big band feel while it's still minimalist and propulsive, and it's quite a fascinating experience. So 4:30 Saturday afternoon, Terry Riley, Tread on the Trails. And Saturday night, we couldn't help but tap in to the Clark's exhibition. Big stuff going on there. Those paintings are, you know, they're pretty explosive.
Yeah.
I actually was very inspired by Vincent van Gogh's letters that he wrote to his brother, Theo. For those who don't know, he basically wrote his brother constantly throughout his life, and in detail, talked about what he was feeling, what he was going through, even though he was, really not at all successful in his life, not a successful painter, his brother saved all these letters. There are, I think, over 900 of them. And his brother Theo, who died shortly after Vincent died, Theo's widow, Joanna Van Gogh, is left there with these 900 letters and, crates full of, paintings of her, brother-in-law, who basically, could never earn a living and, in a sense, never amounted to much. And she basically brought all this stuff to the public, and she not only brought his paintings, but she saved these letters, and they're intense, they're raw, and they're very real. And so they were very inspiring to me, and apparently also to the curator of the Van Gogh exhibit at the Clark.
It's fascinating having seen the exhibit. It's a stunningly beautiful exhibit, and yet because it is, it basically deals with the last years of his life, up until his final painting, it's very sad of what he is going through and moving throughout the country, and also yes, that communication, which is really somewhat desperate.
I'm not sure Vincent van Gogh ever had a good day in his life.
Right.
he's desperate is a beautiful word to describe his personality and yeah. his character and really his life. He was someone who was a misfit. He was a little too intense and a little too raw and a little too real and a little too naive and a little too idealistic and a little too rough around the edges. And, and also in a certain way, I'm not an art curator or an art historian, but, when you spend a lot of time with those paintings, it's only at the very end, the last 3 years of his life or so, that those paintings become amazing.
Right.
So it's almost like, he really has this epiphany or something, some moment where all of a sudden he not only is painting these incredible paintings, but he's doing two a day, three a day. It's like in the last 3 years of his life, he painted, hundreds and hundreds of paintings.
And finding this incredible beauty from basically the window of an institution.
Yeah. Well, he was given my work, Van Gogh, which is going to be performed Saturday night, follows his life from the very early days. His family, there were two professions in his family. They were ministers and they were art dealers. Mm. And before he became an artist, he did actually work as a kind of lay minister, but he wanted to work in the church, and he was religiously inspired. And then he was religiously uninspired and began to to paint. That exhibit opens with this. They have this photograph of Vincent van Gogh. It seems like he's maybe 16 years old or something at the very beginning, this very large photograph. And there's a watercolor on the wall. There are several watercolors on the wall. One is by the Dutch painter Mauve, who, you know, basically when he started painting, his uncle, his brother, you know, the family that was in art, you know, they all had galleries. They said, oh, you know, this is what we want you to paint like, because, you know, this is what's selling. This is what's popular. And he goes, you know, he goes back and forth with them and says, that's not art. You know, that's not what I want to do. Now, he couldn't do anything. He could basically barely draw. And over, you know, he teaches himself. And those rooms at the end of the, you know, of the Clark Museum, that where the paintings are painted at the Saint-Remy at the mental institution that he ends up spending quite a bit of time in. As you said, they gave him a room, you know, and they said, hey, well, this guy's not dangerous. He wants a room. He sat in the room looking out that window, you know, that beautiful painting of the wheat fields, the reaper. That's what he sees out of his window. And he's, you know, maybe it's the best studio he ever has.
So musically, in bringing that to life, do you feel, because there is, again, there's the beauty that is reflected within the music, but then there has to be that strain of the desperation and misery.
Yes, there does. I think that desperation and misery, I try to capture it with the words and the excerpts that I took from the letters. And also, you know, in a sense, the bizarreness of his life. You know, he has strong opinions. He is passionate, but he also writes very openly to his brother. I wanted love. I want to be with a woman. You know, it wasn't hard to find a woman. They're women. They're prostitutes outside, and I just have to pay for that. And I have warmth and communication with someone. And so he had a very, you know, he wrote, you know, rawly about this. You know, he wrote very directly about this to his brother Theo. It's touching. It's sad. It's desperate. It's painful. I try to capture some of it, a little piece of it.
When did you start working on it?
I started working on this piece in 1988, and I wrote a section, and I sang it myself with a group of musicians. And the piece was first done in Vienna, I think, in 1992. It's gone through several transformations. It's been performed as a fully staged, like, one-act opera. Last year by the Long Beach Opera in Los Angeles. It's been done as a concert version, and this is going to be a completely new staging on Saturday night. The director is David Herskovitz. He's doing some very interesting, very unusual staging. The musicians and the singers are all everyone is playing an instrument and singing. And so the line between the, you know, the accompaniment and the characters are really blurred here and integrated together.
Well, the Bang on a Can Summer Festival culminates with Bang on a Can Plays Art, a jam-packed new music extravaganza featuring 13 concerts in 8 days, July 25th through August 1st. This Saturday, the Bang on a Can All-Stars play Gordon's Oratorio Van Gogh. And it is always wonderful to have Michael Gordon with us. Thank you very much for being here, and have a blast for the remainder of your time at Mass MoCA, and a great time Saturday night.
Thanks so much. It's been great.
And, great pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, you can find out more by going to bangonacan.org or massmocha.org. Bangonacan.org or massmocha.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.